Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Beis Omid Beis. And we're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. Mirtz Hashem, we will be finishing Simin Shin Chav Vav and starting Shin Chav Zayin today. We begin with the very first words of the Mechaber, Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Merachotz Shesosmu Nekovav Me'erav Shabbos. They had a bathhouse, which in those days the bathhouses were made with a structure basically on top of a basement-type structure. And in the basement structure, they would heat up the water, and the heat and the water would rise up and bring the hot air into the upper story bathhouse. So this bathhouse over here had holes in between the bottom and the top, and they would stuff it up, plug it up over here. So this was done on Erev Shabbos. They plugged up the holes. So on Matzei Shabbos, the water was hot all throughout Shabbos. On Matzei Shabbos, Roches Bomiyad, you can go right into this bathhouse and use the hot water over there immediately because the holes had been plugged up and nothing was being heated up on Shabbos, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph. Also, Nekovim Shamerchatz Mischamim Ayidem, the actual way that the bath waters were being heated up in the upper chamber in the bathhouse up there was through these holes in the bottom. Shor Nisekes Mibachutz Mitachtov, there was a fire going on underneath downstairs, and they had connections between that fire to the upstairs room. In a related din, the Mishnah Berurah now tells us, also in Batei Chorev, they had various types of winter houses, Shemichamim Osom Mitachtem, had the same type of procedure done to go and heat them up from the bottom as well. And Bal HaNekovim Yeshkaros Barzel Ostima 7, they would have some sort of a grate, a metal grate, or some sort of a stone structure that you could plug up in between the bottom to the top. Noagin Bo Laheter Liposum B'Shabbos, you'd be allowed to open up these holes, so to say, between the bottom and the top. This is different than the bathhouse, because here you're not using the actual water, you're just using the heat. As the Chofetz Chaim explains in Shaar HaTzion, Os Yates, over here, Rak Chom Ba'alma Nichnas Min HaCheder Ahu, the hot air is only coming up from the bottom, and therefore it's different than when you have the actual water in the top area being heated up from the flame that's in the bottom. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Lamed Beis, and he writes, you're allowed to go and bathe immediately in this bathhouse that it was enclosed up right after Shabbos is over. Mishnah Berurah says, Shari lo nischamim b'Shabbos. Nothing was heated up on Shabbos over here. V'im sofik im hoya pakuk nekovav. If you're not sure, was it or was it not plugged up, so it maybe was heated up on Shabbos. So that's already a discussion we had previously, Ayin le'el b'simin shin chafei siv zayin, where there we had opinions that said that it's permissible in a sofik situation, and opinions that said that one should be machmer. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol, im lo sot munikovav, if we know for a fact that the holes were not plugged up, so then it is being heated up on Shabbos. Af apisha me'elav hucham b'Shabbos, even though nothing was actually done to heat it up on Shabbos, all the fire was put in beforehand, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Gimel, ayidei shenosnu bo etzem be'erev Shabbos mibo yom, all the firewood was placed there on Erev Shabbos before the day of Shabbos had started, so therefore no issa was actually done on Shabbos, but the water was heated up on Shabbos. Then the Mechaber tells us, tzorich lahamtin le'erev b'chtei she'asu, then you have to wait the amount of time that it would take to heat this up, Matzei Shabbos. Why? Lefisha also lasos kain, because you're not allowed to do this. And therefore, the rabbi said, Gezer Hashem Yechati B'Gcholim. You may come to go and stoke the coals in the future to keep it hot. And therefore, the rabbis put in a Gezer over here and say, you have to wait Kadesh Shiasu. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Dalet, the Kivin Shasu Chazal Lasus Kain, since the rabbi said you can't do this, Lefikach Tzorich Lahamtin Lamotzei Shabbos Mechtei Sheyasu. Therefore, the rabbis instituted this Knas over here. They have to wait till Motzei Shabbos, the amount of time it would have taken you to heat it up. Kidei Shelo Yasibo Kain B'Pam Acheres. You shouldn't make this mistake now and then do it again another time. Shelo Yistom Nekovav V'Yavo Lidei Chiter. You may come to not plug up the holes, and therefore, as a result, because you want to keep it hot, you may come to go and stoke the fire. And this is brought down in the name of Tosefes Shabbos. Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Osu likonis lemerchatz afilu lahaziyah. Person is not allowed to go into a bathhouse to go and schwitz. Even if he's not going there to bathe, he just wants to get steamed up, go into a steam room, and get a schwitz going, so then that is not allowed for a person to schwitz on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkan Lamed Hei, Mipnei Ovri Avera, because this is a gzeir over here, there are people then that are going to go, they would go and wash themselves in water that was heated up beforehand, and they would say, no, this isn't, we're bathing ourselves with water that was heated up before Shabbos, this is just schwitzing over here, we're not doing this over here for bathing. Therefore, the rabbis forbade you to even go into a schwitz over here, even though technically there would be nothing wrong with that, but because of this gezeira for the people that would bathe, the rabbis instituted a prohibition on zeya as well. on schwitzing. However, if you have absolutely no intention of getting schwitzed up, so this lenient opinion says, this first opinion that we bring down over here says that you are allowed to go in there if you have no intention of getting schwitzed up, but you happen to get schwitzed up. And this would be allowed to go in there, even if it's a very small bathhouse over here, the Nafish Havli, which has a lot of steam in there, and the Vadi Azir, you're definitely going to schwitz by going into that small bathhouse. So the first opinion that Mechaber brings down, which is from the Gemara, is that you are allowed to go and into such a place if it's unintentional that you want to schwitz, but you can't go in there specifically to schwitz. But then the Ramah brings down the Eish Omrim Dafilu Lavar B'merachatz B'mokum Shor Chalazia Oser. He brings this down from Rashi in the Tor. The Ramah says that if you have no intention of getting schwitzed up, but you will get schwitzed up because it's a small little place and you definitely will get schwitzed up, then you're not allowed to go into, according to this Machmer opinion, which the Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot Lamed Vav explains. We're talking here about a small merchatz, the Nafish Havle, there's a lot of steam in there, and you're definitely going to schwitz. So then, also, and you can't go in there even if you have no desire or need to go and get schwitzed up, to get sweated up. According to this Machmer opinion, when somebody comes out of the mikvah, and they put on all their clothing in the mikvah, and it's Shabbos, don't stay there for a long time, because with all your clothing on in this hot room, according to the second opinion, even if you have no intention of getting schwitzed up, if you're getting schwitzed up, it's usher, so you have to get out of the mikvah as fast as you can, get dressed and get out of there, don't tarry. And at nighttime, when it's very hot in there, you have Shalizar Bazaar. It's essentially impossible not to get schwitzed up, so it's a problem. So he says, we don't do this unless lenient tefilas nashim, when a woman has a chiv to go there, then we can say we rely upon the lenient first opinion. This is extenuating circumstances, so we rely upon the lenient opinion. Now, there we show that it says if you have no intention of getting schwitzed up, even though you definitely will get schwitzed up, it is permissible. Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ir she Yisrael, the Einam Yehudim Dormba. You have a city that both Jewish people and Gentiles live together in the city. And there's a bathhouse over there that is being used. Rochetz is b'Shabbos. People use it on Shabbos. So it's obviously being heated up by non-Jewish people for non-Jews on Shabbos. That's perfectly permissible for them. But what's the status for a Jewish person to go and use this Matzei Shabbos? So Imrov Einam Yehudim, if the majority of the city, and as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it's the majority of people that use the bathhouse, not the majority of people, people in the city. But if the majority of people that will use the bathhouse are Gentiles, so then Mutter Lichos Bobi Matzei Shabbos Miyad, then a Jewish person can go there immediately because it was being heated up for Gentiles and not for Jews, and therefore you can get benefited from it immediately. It wasn't being done for a Jewish person. You don't have to wait Kadesh Yasu. However, in Rov Yisrael, if the majority of people who use the bathhouse are Jewish people, or Afilu Metzah Metzah, even if it's half and half, then also the Matzei Shabbos Ad Kadesh Sheyucham. Then you would have to wait until the amount of time it would take to heat it up on Matzei Shabbos before a Jewish person could use the bathhouse. The Mishnah Berurah explains, and Sivkot Lamed Zayin, Nira Dilavusin Orkat. It's telling us over here that it's being used on Shabbos. That was really an extra detail over here. The Av Shebe Shabbos Gufa Mistam Arochetz in Bo'enu Yudim. Obviously, on Shabbos, it was permitted to be used by the non-Jews, heated up by non-Jews for them. Kivin Shebe Matzi Shabbos Rochetz in Bo'enu Yisrael. Since on Matzi Shabbos, likelihood would be in some situations that it's mostly for Jews. That's why he had to tell us over here, Ki Chimsu B'Sof Yom HaShabbos Adaiti Yisrael Mekameh Mestame. In that situation where it's mostly used by Jews, it's because on Matzei Shabbos, most of the Jews are the ones that are using the bathhouse because the non-Jewish people probably use it during the day. Sivkot Lamed Ches. However, if the majority is still going to be non-Jewish people, so then you're allowed to go and use the bathhouse immediately, Matzei Shabbos, if you're Jewish. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out what I mentioned above. Ein tolui berov diura. We don't look at the population of the city and say, X number of people are Gentiles, X number of people are Jews. That's how you determine the halacha. Eli, you look at Ela ba'anoshim horegilin lichotz b'merachotz. You look at who's using it on Matzei Shabbos. Here, the majority of people in the city may be non-Jewish people, but most of them use it during the daytime. And the majority of the people that use it at night are the Jewish people. So then, the likelihood is that the non-Jewish people who heated up the bathhouse were heating it up for Jews, and therefore you'd have to wait kidei sheyasu, kidei sheyochemu, that it was heated up. Sivkan lamites, and if it's even 50-50, we say you have to wait. Dafilu hamekilin leel besimin shin chafei siv zayin. Even according to lenient opinion, said in a sophic situation, you can go lahakel. Lenient sophic, imnasa malocha b'shu yisrael b'shu leinu yehudi. We said over there, if you're not sure if the work was done for a Jewish person or for a non-Jewish person, you can rely upon the lenient opinion that says you can use it. Nevertheless, even the makel opinion over there would say hacha, it would be osur. Here, it would be prohibited to rely upon that. Why? The kiva de mechza mechza b'shul shneim nasa, because mistame, if it's 50-50, you're doing it not just for one and not the other, mistame, you're doing it for both. And therefore, in this situation, you have to go l'chumra. Sivkan Mem, Akadesh Yucham, you have to wait until it gets heated up. What does this mean? Rotsu Lomar, Kadesh Yuchamu Chamin, until it gets hot somewhat. And the Chavetz Chaim, the Sharetzin, Oschav Ches, says that Mashma from the Mishnah over there, the Lo Bo'inan Sheyucham HaMerachatz Bishleimus, it doesn't have to be completely heated up, just enough that it can be used, even though it's going to heat up more, then you can already go into it, Matzei Shabbos. With that, we conclude Simon Shin Chav Vav, and now we start Shin Chav Zayin, Dine Sicha B'Shabbos, the halachas of anointing on Shabbos. And the Mechaber tells us, HaChoshesh, if somebody has arthritis, he has a pain in his hips, in his loins, lo yosuch, he's not allowed to go and shmir on himself, he can't anoint on himself, shemen v'chometz. Others, as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah will point out, have the gears of wine and vinegar, not oil and vinegar. However, the Mechaber tells us, avol sochu shemen levado, but oil alone, you would be allowed to anoint on yourself. However, one can never use avolo b'shem and verid, but you can never use rose oil. Mishum demuchcha milsa de l'refuah k'abi, because the only time people used rose oil, which was apparently very expensive in most locales, was because they needed it for refuah purposes. So therefore, if a person is anointing himself with rose oil, it's obvious he's doing it for l'refuah, and one is not allowed to do refuah unless it's for at least a cholish she'ein bo sakana, and certainly for cholish she'ein bo sakana, you can't do it just for a mechush biyamah. A guy has a little ache over there, so then you can't use this rose oil because that would certainly look like refuah and it would be the gezerah of shrikas samamonim, as we've already discussed. However, the Mechaber does tell us, if it's a place, however, where shemen verid is not so expensive, it's very commonly found over there, and regular people use it also, and people use it all the time just because it feels good, and not necessarily for medicinal purposes, then the Mechaber tells us it would be permissible. However, the Ramah adds, Hagah, ubamakum she'enagim lasuch b'shemen kim refuah. In a place where they only use shemen for refuah purposes, for medicinal purposes, then any type of anointing he brings down from the Beis Yosef, the whole shemen would be usur. Any oil anointment would be forbidden. Now, we said a lot over here. Now we can see the Mishnah Berurah inside, Sifkat and Aleph. So the reason why you can't use oil and vinegar together, so the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hatam, the reason is, Dein derech losuch b'shteim yachad, because it's not normally done to use them both together, elul refuah, that was only done for medicinal purposes. They would use either one alone, that they would use for non-medicinal purposes. But if you use both of them, so to say you want a really potent type of anointment over here, so then you are only doing it for medicinal purposes, and you're not allowed to do things for medicinal purposes on Shabbos, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us, because the rabbis made exera, anything for refuah purposes, for a mechush bi'alma, for a person who's not really sick, he just has a little crank, a little ache, the rabbis were concerned that if we allow you to do this, you may come to really do an issa d'arais of grinding various spices, herbs together to make a real medicine. The osim in Torah mishum tochein, and that is forbidden mid d'araisa because of tochein, of grinding. Kemoshe kasev b'simin shinchav ches, as the mitzvah Hashem will learn when we get to these halachos in the near future. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "Vada the bigirus asenu b'mishnah in our girus and our Mishnah, and likewise the chaim b'Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif and the Rambam, we don't have the words as I pointed out shemen v'chometz, but we have the words isa yayin v'chometz, wine or vinegar. Hainu afilu b'yachem. According to them, you can't use either one of them. According to this different girus that they have." The issue footnote number one says, what about a type of a medicine that doesn't require any sort of grinding whatsoever to make it? Did the rabbis still institute a gzera in that situation? So Nissan Karlich Shlita brings down, Shimaderech Lasos Aide Shar Malachos, as long as there is any malacha, not only grinding, that is used to make this, for example, you have to heat it up or do something like that, so then it's also included in the gzera that the rabbi said that you can't make any medicine on Shabbos if it involves doing any malacha, not only the malacha of tochein, of grinding. Sivkot and Beis, the Mechaber did say, Avol sochu shem levado, you can use oil alone. The Mishnah Berurah explains, the gam derech habriim losuch oso, because in many locales, as opposed to where the Ramah said, if it wasn't the situation, then you're not allowed to, but in places where they would use oil just for pleasure purposes and not for refuah purposes, therefore, velo min karshu l'refuah, it's not clear that he's doing it for medicinal purposes, and therefore, b'chein agabi maka, even on a wound, mutu losuch b'shem mitam zeh, since people would put oil on their skin anyway, so you can even put it on a wound, as we will learn in Yitzhak Shem Lekam, and Sinu Shinchav Ches, in Sivchav Beis. The issue footnote number two brings down that we've already had a whole discussion about what about if you have some sort of a aromatic spice over here in the oil, is this a problem of molad reyach or not? See the issue footnote number two for these details. He talks as well about mouthwash, which we've talked about previously as well, ayin sham. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel points out that if it's apparent that they don't use this rose oil except for medicinal, then you're not allowed to use the rose oil on Shabbos. Why did they only use it for medicinal? As I pointed out, Shadom of Yukarin was very expensive. Ain Odom Sochel, so El Rufua. Nobody would waste their money, so to say, on this very expensive item except for medicinal purposes. The Chomili de Rufua, so the Chanal, as we've already explained, anything that's for medicinal purposes that doesn't have a heter to do it, the person's not sick to any extent, he just has a little mechush b'yama, you're not allowed to do this. And therefore, afilu al einu Yehudi osur, and therefore even a non-Jewish person wouldn't be allowed to do this for you if you're a healthy person, in mitzchazik b'ol kabari, as we will learn in Yitzhak Shem as well, in Simen Shin Chav Ches, and this is brought down by the Prima Gadim. Then the Ramah said, in a place where nobody anointed themselves, then you're not allowed to use any type of oil, so the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet explains, mishum hachi, osur losuch b'shemen b'bi'in osenu, harosh sheyesh bo chatotz. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays, the only time that people would anoint themselves in Europe was when they had some sort of a wound, some sort of a scab, and they would put oil on it. So therefore, that's clearly for medicinal purposes, and therefore, you're not allowed to do this at all. Likewise, if you have some sort of a swelling, he says, nowadays, nobody did this for pleasure purposes. They only do this for medicinal purposes, so you're not allowed to do this. And he says as well, and various types of fats, also, you're never allowed to do this because here you have another problem. Mishum denitach, it will melt and dissolve and imos the heavy nolet. And now you have a new problem. You have created a new thing over here, as we've already learned as well. K'deil b'simin shin chavav sif yud in the Ramah b'haga over there. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, im nosin es Hashem michutz l'maka, but if you don't put the oil directly on the wound itself, on the scab itself, and it will just drip down onto it, so then we're going to learn in Shin Shav Ches that that's also permissible. In that situation, it's not clear you're doing it for refuah purposes. If a wound is already healed to a large extent, and you don't really have any pain from the wound itself, and you're really putting on this because it makes it feel good, so then mutar losuch b'shemen af b'din nosenu. Then you're allowed to use it even nowadays. We'll learn over there as well in Shin Chav Ches that you can do so. Rav Nissen Karl Shlita, based upon that, says a person would be allowed to go and put on some sort of an oil on his hands that are very rough in order that they shouldn't dry out further. Likewise, on a baby, one would be allowed to do this as well because this is the normal way of using it, not for medicinal purposes. Likewise, if you have over here something, a scab or an irritation in your skin, so Shlomo Zalman says, "Mistabish is a nechshav kirufu of oster." If you already have something, however, you can't do this. Vein zadoma l'sicha b'gmar makla she'enu ela l'tayno. He says that's different than the putting on some oil on a wound that's already healed, where you're really doing it for pleasure purposes, not for healing purposes. If you have an open wound, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and do this. The issue foot number 5 says that this Isser of Memarech that we just spoke about in the Mishnah Berurah over here is, according to Shlomo Zalman, not the real reason. Ein Shayach Zeh. He disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. And he says the Isser of Memarech is only on something that is visible on the outside. And here, your Memarech is inside your body, so to say, and therefore he says it's not an Isser of Memarech. However, it is also because of Nolad and not because of Memarech. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Sochin Meshamshim Lahanoso. You are allowed to anoint yourself and smear it on you, however, for pleasure purposes, not for medicinal purposes, as long as you're doing a shinoy of some sort. That you're doing the anointing and the rubbing it in all at the same time. However, but you still shouldn't do this in a very heavy, forceful way. Only do it very, very lightly. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Hey, Haino Shesochem B'Shemen and Mishamshim B'Yod. You anoint it with the oil and you smear it with your hand at the same time. I'll call a guf lanoi, and you're doing this for pleasure purposes. It's allowed. The issue foot number 6 brings down the gam b'zman is there. Shein derech habrim lasuch. Nowadays that nobody does this, so Shlomo Zalman says, nevertheless, it still will be permissible for a healthy person to do this, as we'll learn in Shin Chav Ches as well. Shemutul lebriim lechol lahanosim dvarim she'enu maichol briim. That a healthy person is allowed to eat something, even though normally only sick people go and eat it. So here too, if you're a healthy person, you'll be allowed to do this, even though normally it's only done for medicinal purposes. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav says you can do this with a shinoy. You have to do it in a different way than you do it on a weekday. They didn't pour the oil and smear it at the same time. They'd pour the oil, let it sit for a while, and then they would smear it. Sifkot and Zayin, be nala do with force, do of the dechol, because that looks too much like a weekday activity. And he says we'll learn these things more. Vayin lekan and sin shin chavches, sif membez, b'mashu kosashon bi'ar locha, delo ramba mutter, kol she'enu mechavi lohavi atzma yedezeh, lidezeh. As long as you're not doing this to have sweat rise, so to say, we'll learn over there that the Rambam permits it. We'll wait till we get to Shin Chavches to discuss those details. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ein Megarde, you're not allowed to scratch yourself per kli with a utensil. How also lakata specifically made for these scratching purposes. However, Ela Imkein, are you yodav or ragla mitunafos betit mitzol? But you would be allowed to use it if you're very filthy, if your hands or your feet are totally filled with excrement or with mud or some other waste. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches explains, Duhu Udir Chol, because it's a weekday activity and that's why the rabbis prohibited it. Sif Katan Tes with a utensil, Avo Yochel Garid Biyad Vala Basar, but you can scratch her with your hands on the skin. Ashi Zosh Lo Yasech Abur, but you have to be very careful that you don't make a bruise, that you don't cause the skin to bleed. That would be a problem. We have two more Mishnah Berurahs up here, but we'll stop at this point. That concludes today's shir.